Hey everyone, welcome to Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and what a pleasure it is to be here with you on this mindset episode. What I wanted to come on and share is, first, a big welcome to everyone who's new to the show. It's so good to have you here. I help you learn how to communicate your true, authentic self so that you can rise and thrive in different areas of your life. I want you to learn how to communicate like a total badass, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about that in our mindset episode today. So let me ask you this. Is there a certain area of your life or a certain situation where you're unhappy with how things are going? And maybe it's a situation in your life where it's kind of like it's always the same thing and you're like, oh my gosh, it's this again. I know how this goes. I know how this ends. And it kind of feels like a little bit of a broken record. If you have that scenario, and I'll go through an example in a minute, but if you have that scenario in your life where you're really unhappy with how things are going and they always seem to end up a certain way, well, there's only one thing we can change, and that is your response to the situation. For some of you who don't know my story, I spent many, many years working in Silicon Valley full-time, cutting my teeth there, and I always encountered the same challenges of being a really bold, outgoing, driven woman, and I kept hitting a ceiling. Literally, I mean, I would call it a patriarchal ceiling. I guess you could also call it the glass ceiling, but where people would tell me I had to be nicer, I had to soften my language, and I realized after doing this for a number of years and hitting that over and over again, that I couldn't change anyone else. The only thing I could do was change my response and change my circumstances. And that's what I did. That's when I started my first business almost 8 years ago, which is hard to believe. And it just took off because by changing my circumstances, I found people who appreciated who I naturally was rather than spending my time around people who wanted me to conform to their view of what a good girl is. So that's what I'm talking about. We can only change our response. We all tell ourselves these stories about how things will be for us, how things will go for us, and then we look for ways to reinforce them in our environment. You always seem to jump to the same conclusions, right? So let me give you a very specific example that everyone listening to this can relate to. And that's an example of there's someone in your life, it could be a personal relationship, professional relationship, familial, romantic, whatever it may be, where someone you have not heard back from someone in a while. Can you picture that? Can you picture this scenario where you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard back from this person? And there's a few things that could be going through your head, and I'm going to list off a few of them. You may think, well, they could just be busy. You could think they don't have time for me anymore. They don't like me anymore. They must be mad at me. I'm not good enough. I wonder what I did wrong. You might also get really indignant and think, boy, what a jerk face. Or you begin to close down. And so that the next time you do hear from them, you are acting kind of weird because they're like, what is up with them? They seem kind of angry. So think about those situations where you haven't heard from someone in a while that you have sort of some emotional connection with. It could be that you really want to get the next job and you haven't heard from the recruiter yet. It could be someone in your personal life that, you know, you're waiting on them for something and you haven't heard back. And you go to a very common response for you. Think about what that response is for you. Okay, that's your natural response. And that response that you're having 9 times out of 10 is getting you the result that you're used to having. And that result can often reinforce your self-limiting beliefs. So if you think someone doesn't like you anymore because you haven't heard back from them in a while, you will look to make that belief true. You will look to reinforce it in your way of engaging and interacting with that person in the future. Are you following me? Because if you want a different result, you have to start thinking differently. And that begins with curiosity. So we know that with people who we haven't heard back from, we will jump to a conclusion. But what's true? The truth is this. If we have not heard from someone, we don't have enough information. So I need to gather more information before I reach a conclusion. And this is the key. This is the key where you have to hear yourself jumping to your regular old conclusion that you're so wired to jump to, and then stop yourself and say, okay, well, that's what I tell myself all the time. But actually, I need more information. Gathering that information involves you putting aside all of your self-limiting beliefs and well-worn patterns and ways of thinking and getting curious. Okay, so this is a subtle but profound shift. So with the example we're running through today, the next time someone doesn't talk to you and your mind starts racing, okay, recognize, oh my gosh, my mind's racing. I'm jumping to my well-worn, familiar conclusions about what that must mean. And instead of believing those conclusions, I am going to start by looking at the facts, which are, I don't have enough information. If you had enough information, you would know the real conclusion. But if you don't know the conclusion and you're jumping to assumptions, that means you need to go talk to them. And here's how we can open that conversation: with curiosity, with empathy. You can say something like this: hey, I've missed you. What's been going on? And then listen. You can say, hey, haven't heard back from you, you know, based on our last conversation. How have you been doing? Is everything okay? You can start there by expressing some emotion, some vulnerability, some empathy, and then asking a question about their status. And when you ask that question, at that point, you have to be prepared to sit back and listen. They could tell you something that's really surprising. They could say, well, yeah, actually, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of depression. I've been dealing with a lot of challenges. We've had some family issues. They could also say nothing at all. You know, they could not give you any more information. And that is then a cue for you to provide them with more of what you're thinking and see if they confirm or deny it. But we have to start by getting curious. This is really simple, okay? It's a simple thing to do, but people don't take this advice. And they avoid the confrontation. And that avoidance is the source of so much stress and anxiety. When you can actually understand how someone's thinking, when you can have an adult conversation with someone, you can actually help yourself get clarity, get peace of mind, reduce that stress and anxiety over what someone might think, and really begin to put yourself back in the driver's seat of your life rather than being taken for a ride by your emotions. Emotions are a terrible advisor. So remember whether or not they are running your life. Because if they're running your life and your decisions, then you're going to be feeling more stress, more anxiety, and more overwhelm, when a lot of the source of that can just come through clear communication. Friends, it's such a pleasure to be here with you today. That is the advice I have for you. I can't wait for you to join our episode later this week about how to deal with colleagues you cannot stand and how to deal with difficult people. We are continuing on this theme. And until then, stay brave.